Welcome to The Millionaire's Lawyer, where you'll hear leading professionals share expert advice on how to grow your business and sell it for maximum profitability. If you want to learn lawyer-proven strategies for building and exiting your business, then this is the podcast for you. Your host, J.P. McAvoy, is a business lawyer, college professor, and best-selling author who has been assisting clients start, grow, and sell their businesses for millions of dollars for over 15 years. Will yours be the next? Now here's your host, J.P. McAvoy.
For The Millionaire's Lawyer today, we have, well, we'll call it a different flavored show. I've got Carl Hunter on, and he'll tell us what he does and maybe why we're describing it as a different flavor for us. Millionaire's Lawyer, typically talking to business owners or thought leaders, accountants, lawyers. You'll hear that Carl does something slightly different, but equally productive for somebody seeking to grow and sell their business. Right, Carl?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I say that in jest, but and I use the word flavors intentionally. Can you tell the audience what specifically I'm referring to?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, JP. He's referring to the new mind power acceleration technology that I've invented called Mind Flavors. So, again,
obviously this is something you've been working on for quite a while, but I think it's really starting to come together now, isn't it? So can you describe it in a bit more detail and perhaps give us some of the ways, because from what I understand our previous conversations, a lot of the things that you're talking about can have almost immediate impact, can't they?
Exactly. And specifically what Mind Flavors is it's a 4.5 minute video that you watch with headphones, and it, in 4.5 minutes, it changes your consciousness. It eliminates the mind chatter that people are constantly experiencing. It gets rid of doubt, worry, and fear, and just puts you in a really blissful state. And what's really happening is it's rewiring your brain, and it's creating new neural pathways in your brain, and it's rerouting and bypassing the old negative patterns that people are plagued with from all the different things that they've experienced in just in their lives, but mostly from between birth and the age of reason. And actually, I think it really starts in the womb, where our subconscious minds begin to develop and create patterns, and those patterns are what influence our behavior and therefore our decisions and our results in our experience in life. So,
yeah. And so, I mean, I appreciate you talking about being conscious of what that is and then addressing it. Without seeing the video, you know, for the purposes of this podcast, what is the thinking behind it? What are we, you know, when we're changing those, what are we changing to? What are we changing? I guess you just described what we're changing from, but what are we changing to, and what are some of the things that we need to be consciously focused on?
Well, with this technology, the beautiful thing about it is you don't have to do anything at all except watch it. In fact, I usually tell people when they're watching it that this is a relaxing process. It's not a thinking process. The technology does the work, and that's what's so amazing about it. And, you know, for the last 32 years, just to kind of give you some background, for the last 32 years, I've been programming my subconscious mind with a more manual technique, which is a writing process, which I still do to this day and highly recommend. It's part of what we use in our program currently with our members. With getting great results in all areas of my life, including business, and I highly recommend this for business owners and people who are seeking to experience any kind of increase in any area in their lives of positive movement forward, this writing process is very simple to do. And so I've been programming myself for the last 32 years and also sharing it with lots of other people who've had amazing results and life-changing experiences. But I use that actual technique to program myself to exponentially increase my manifestation abilities. And what happened was, the way I live from the inside out. I program my reality that I'd like to experience, and then my subconscious mind takes care of the rest, and I move forward and I just do what's comfortable. And what's comfortable is always what's best, because I've programmed myself to live that way. And when you're using your subconscious mind, you don't have to think with your conscious mind all the time. You don't have to try to hammer things into place in the outside world. You program it into your subconscious, and then it just shows up. Alignment happens. It's all about alignment. So I programmed myself to increase my manifestation abilities exponentially, and I very quickly was drawn to different information that gave me ideas that I used to put together this new technology. And really, it's a combination of things that I've been learning my entire life. So it's highly concentrated, and it basically what it's doing, it's if I could sum it up in just a few words, I would call it multifaceted brainwave entrainment.
Okay. And it's, I mean, you can appreciate it sounds fantastic, you know, to the listener, almost unbelievable. But, you know, for the listener, can you, I guess we're talking about a video as well. And actually, help me understand how, is it a one size fits all as well? Is this something that applies, generally speaking, for anybody that might be interested in taking advantage of the program?
Yes. The only exception to that would be if someone has epilepsy or is prone to seizures, because it's kind of like watching a kaleidoscope. So there's a lot of flashing visuals, and for those who have that condition, that's not recommended unless they do it with medical supervision.
Right. Okay.
Other than that, it's for anyone who's looking to live in a new reality, a new consciousness, upgrade their consciousness.
That's great. Tell us who's somebody that's taken advantage of this to date? What are the results you've seen? Who are the people that have worked through the program with you?
Well, we initially, when I first created this technology, so just to make it clear, I didn't create this intentionally. It came about because I was seeking, as I mentioned, to increase my abilities. And after a while, I started experiencing things I've never experienced before with clarity. And I remember one day looking across, I was living in New York City at the time, and looking across, we were living in a loft, a big loft. And I looked across the loft to my girlfriend, and I said, I just realized that I can't worry about anything anymore. And wow. I said, can you? And she said, no, because she'd been doing it too. So it a lot of the things that have been happening, we were experiencing without knowing that that's what was going on.
Right.
So we were the first ones to kind of go through this process. But so we've since put it into a 30-day transformation, but our members get lifetime access because this is a way of living. And initially, when I created this technology, there was no focus. It was just the raw technology. And I realized, okay, I've got to harness this and really focus it. So I created it in a way where it's all now very easy for the participant to just sit down and watch the video, and it guides them through every step of the way and produces a very specific type of outcome from it. Whatever you're focusing on while you're using the technology is what's expanding in your world. A lot of things happen automatically. So that's how the name Mind Flavors came about, because I was talking to my girlfriend at the time, and I realized, wow, this affects the mind and whatever you're focused on. And I said, oh, you know, what's the flavor of your mind today? And then I went, oh, Mind Flavors. And that's the original, that's how the name came about. And so I tell you that because initially I had created 33 mind flavors.
Okay, so I know we said jokingly as a side look, I led in with flavors. Carl, can you tell us more about mind flavors and what that specifically is?
Sure. So the mind flavors technology is multifaceted brainwave entrainment. And initially, when I created it, it was raw, and I didn't have specific flavors, hadn't come up with the name yet, wasn't even looking to do it as a business. I created it specifically for my own benefit, to improve my life. But I quickly saw how other people, when I showed it to them, they were benefiting from using it too. But initially, it it was just the raw technology. And so I figured out a way to harness that and put it into a focus so that when people are using it, it produces a specific type of an outcome. Initially, when I got the idea of this, I created a bunch of different mind flavors, different flavors. I had 33 different flavors, and it became clear that I had to get focused. I hired a business coach, and they said, you know, what you got to do is get focused on who you're going to serve specifically, and then really give them high quality support. So we decided that we're going to serve entrepreneurs because we believe that entrepreneurs are the ones that are really making the change in the world. And a lot of entrepreneurs have amazing work to bring out. And many of them have a challenge of getting their work, translating their work into a business. And so usually that is because they have, in order for things to change in their business, in order for them to expand in their business world, they have to expand what's in their consciousness. They have to believe on a subconscious level that they deserve to have that experience. If it's not in the program, the subconscious mind controls as much as 99% of our behavior. So if the program says, I don't deserve that, then they'll resist it, they'll block it, they'll do weird things even to create the outcome where they don't have it. So my quest has been, okay, well, how do we harness the power of our subconscious mind? How do we get it to work for us? And can we do it faster? Can we make it? Because meditation is great, but slow. For most people, it's so challenging, they never get past a minute. So as great as it is, if it's not creating the outcome, then there's a better way. And that was what brought me around to initially figuring out my life, which I did through the subconscious programming. And then in extension of that was to create this new technology.
That's great. It's great to, as you describe it. We are, for the most part, talking to business owners as we speak here today. I appreciate the program, and by going through the materials in the program, the video that has been created, obviously would be something that would help someone expand, as you say, their subconscious. Are there things that we can talk about on this podcast that a listener might be able to do themselves now?
Sure.
That would assist them. Can we talk through some of your thinking on that or some of the theory behind that?
Absolutely. And just to kind of follow up with what we were talking about, and then I'll jump into that. The types of things that people start experiencing when they're using this technology is all the things that were blocking them suddenly start disappearing. Life speeds up really quickly, but they're so integrated that they're able to handle it very smoothly. And it seems kind of magical. Now, this happens with this writing process that I'm going to talk about here in just a second, which is the manual way. It also happens with the manual way, but it happens even faster with the accelerated technology. And so what people experience is money seems to show up out of the blue. We frequently will have someone, we'll meet with them, we'll show them, we give them a private screening, we show them the technology. We even meet with some the same day, and between the time we met with them in the morning and the time that we met with them in the afternoon, they've had a big check show up out of the blue. Oftentimes these types of things happen, and it's because of our alignment. We're already attracting good things, but if it's not in the program to allow it in, then we end up blocking it. So this eliminates the block, so suddenly things just start showing up, and seems like it's magically, but it's not magical. You can really trace it all scientifically as you get to learn the process and kind of expand your awareness of what's really happening. So to get into what you asked about, how can your listeners, what can they do today on their own that can where they can start to experience this magical world? There's a very easy process. Like I said, I call it the manual way to do this. And what you do is it's a writing process. You handwrite in cursive just before you go to sleep exactly what you would like to experience. So if you would like to attract more money in your life or in your business, you can program yourself to attract more money in your life. Now, if you just say more money, you know, a dollar is more. So you have to be specific about how you construct these programming statements. And I call them power declarations, because when you declare something, there's nothing for the subconscious mind to resist, as opposed to an affirmation where you're affirming something that you know hasn't happened yet and you're in the process of creating it. So I call them power declarations. So you write these power declarations just before you go to sleep, and it goes into your subconscious mind because it bypasses the critical aspects that normally would block change into the subconscious.
During the daytime, right? Yeah, during the daytime when you're consciously blocking or suggesting things ought not to occur for some reason.
Exactly. Right? There's that critical time of just before you go to sleep when that the subconscious is the most receptive. And so you write that just before you go to sleep. There's a certain way that you do it. You write it in the present tense. You always write in the positive. I recommend that you make it fun and playful and even jokingly say, wow, you know, what if this actually happened? That kind of thing. Because that lightness of energy is, and the playfulness goes into the subconscious. And the subconscious, difficulty is not an issue for the subconscious. That's a conscious mind drama choice that people are choosing, if they're choosing to have difficulty. Everything can be easy. If you program your subconscious that it's easy, your subconscious will align things so that it shows up easily.
Oh, powerful stuff. And you've seen obviously an application of this in your own life and for those that you've trained on this, haven't you?
I've been living from the inside out, is what I call it, for the last 32 years. I've used it in business to be top in sales in all kinds of different applications. I was in the diamond business. I've been in the diamond business for the last 25 plus years, up until about 5 years ago. I used it to get myself into the diamond business, to move to the Virgin Islands and get into where it's huge business there, to get onto cruise ships where I did lectures on cruise ships. The very first one, I was the first one to do it for the company, a big company that I worked for at the time. And I was the first one to do it. So there was no precedent. And so when I showed up, I programmed myself to be hugely successful. And I showed up in Guatemala to get on a ship. And the guy met me at the gangway and he says, I got you booked for tomorrow. You're going to be speaking in front of 300 people and you have an hour. I had no warning except for that. So I thought, okay, all right. Well, the best thing to do is just to program myself to be successful here. So I was glad that I had one night to program, and I programmed myself to be a huge success. And the following day, we had amazing results, and we ended up breaking the record. Everyone in the crew got paid double their salary because we broke the record, and they threw me a big celebration party afterwards.
Wow. So you're saying in one night, you're able to, and it, through the manual method, I imagine, back then.
Yes.
You were able to, again, you can appreciate, it sounds fantastic, and I think I use that in the full sense of the word, right? I mean, hard to believe, but also incredible, and obviously wonderful if it does occur. What are things that people can do to amplify the likelihood of the occurrence of that's being programmed?
Well, give me an example of something of what you would like to see, and then I can give you an example of how I would program that.
Now, great. Okay. Well,
I was also going to say I'm happy to offer to your listeners my ebook explains exactly how to do this process. It even gives you templates that you can use, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak.
Yeah, no, that's great, because I want to make sure that as part of this discussion, we talk about how ways people could find you and maybe take advantage of some of the programs. Let's get to that. I mean, first, let's say, money's never a bad thing, right? So to increase my earnings for the year,
So
what would we do to bring that about?
So if you program to increase your earnings for the year, what amount would you like to increase that? Because a dollar more would be an increase.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said before. So let's say let's add another $100,000 to my, my taxable income for the year.
Okay. I would program that I easily manifest and then put in the number that you'd like to, it to be for my annual profits.
Oh, profits. Even better, Carl. So you're talking to a lawyer here. When I said I was prepared to add it to taxable income, pay the taxes on it. So maybe I net out at, you know, $80,000 or $90,000 of that. But that's good. Even better when you say profits. So I easily manifest $150,000, let's say, to my after-tax earnings for the year.
Now, I would just say profits because otherwise you're focusing on tax. And I'm glad you brought that up because this is an area that these are some of the subtleties that are influential and important to be aware of while you're doing this process, because it's a very powerful process. It seems quite simple, but I always tell people, don't let it fool you. It's super powerful. And you'll start to experience it as you start using it. It's very important when you're living from the inside out that you only focus on what you'd like to see expand in your world. This is why I say focus on the positive. So even using the word tax in there is putting a focus in that. So part of your creative energy is now going in that direction if you were to continue to use that as a power declaration. So just focus on the part that produces the outcome that you love and live in that experience as you're writing it. Just feel what that would feel like. And you don't even have to do that. I've actually, in the beginning, when I started experimenting with this, I was so excited. I started telling everybody, and I found out quickly that not everybody is seeking change, and that's okay. And if they're happy with the way things are and they want to stay the same, then you know, it's probably not best to do this process because things will change when you do this. But I would share it with people, and I would tell them, they would give me some kind of skeptical response, and I said, great. Let's do an experiment. I don't want you to believe that it's going to happen. I want you to do this and believe that it's not even going to happen, but just do the process. And they did, and it always produced the same.
It still produced. That's interesting. So even in that regard, it still produced. That's a pretty important distinction. The principles are interesting because, you know, again, as a lawyer, relating it back to some of what occurs during my day job, a legal professional, helping somebody grow a business and sell it, maximize the value of that, there needs to be a plan, right? And there needs to be, I mean, it's more effective if there's a written plan. Mm-hmm. So even what you're describing applies in a business setting the same way. A business plan, accomplishing a business goal, obviously a business to sell for more value. They're doing things and putting into place, I guess, conscious steps, if you want to use the language of this podcast, right? I think you're talking about doing the exact same thing in somebody's life or for somebody's life where they are being specific about a goal that they would like to see come to fruition, aren't you?
Yes, and I love the way you said that, and it immediately makes me think of something that I've done many times, and I do still, and I highly recommend this, and this might give you kind of an insight into how I approach all of this. So, the subconscious mind is your genius. It taps into all your genius abilities. And I may not be the genius in the conscious mind perspective like most people think, but I know I have a genius in my subconscious mind. And so the way that I approach things is to tap into that genius and program that genius to take care of the actions in the physical world.
So the description, right? Going back to lawyer, the business goal, some documents. So that's applying the same thing to, you know, a person's life as well, which is really the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
It's the same thing.
So here's what it got clear to me one day how to do things, and that is, I don't have to know. I don't have to be an expert on any subject to master it. The way that I master it is I get the book of the person who is the expert.
That's right.
And the expert breaks down all the steps of what to do. Now, most people will approach that from their conscious mind and they'll say, okay, this is what I got to do. And then they'll effort their way with their willpower to do those steps, but they're battling against their subconscious program, which is saying, no, you don't deserve to have that. That's not going to happen for you. So they're constantly swimming upstream, so to speak. So rather than do that, all you have to do is so simple is you take the steps that the expert has laid out, and you program your subconscious mind to do those steps. And this is how I've been able to accomplish things the very first time out. You know, a lot of people would call that beginner's luck, but I believe you create your own luck and it's just alignment.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I frequently say that I'm the luckiest person alive. It doesn't come by happenstance or coincidence, though. You make your own luck, don't
yes.
you? And I think that's what you're saying is through programming, the way you describe mm-hmm. it, you're not even consciously from the way you're describing it. You're using the tools that you developed to have your subconscious mind bring about the result that you're looking for. That's right. Great. Or bringing your own luck, if you want to call it that, right?
Exactly.
Real powerful stuff. So you mentioned you've got the ebook, or if people wanted to explore more of these concepts, how can they see from your expertise and then maybe get to a sample of the program?
If you'd like to get the free ebook and download the ebook, you can get that at mindflavors.com/ebook. And that's spelled the American way.
That's right.
Flavors.
F-L-A-V-O-R-S. Canadian and European friends listening. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you would like to take it further and experience a private screening of the technology, which we're currently doing, you can connect with us at mindflavors.com/VIP. And you'll be able to see some before and after videos of people who are experiencing this for the first time, because it's so profound. You can see it. It's very obvious. And we have many more videos of people, but we just got a few of them up there. But it's quite astonishing what you can actually see the transformation from a before and after in 4.5 minutes. And from that, you can learn about more about the technology, and then you can get to our calendar and schedule an appointment with us to experience it for yourself.
It's great. I mean, great stuff. So the lawyer in me wants to shift the conversation a little bit to the business as well. So you're doing this, you're able to do this online, obviously. Are you doing this, the people you work with, is it typically through a Zoom session?
Yes, exactly. Through Zoom. And we meet with people all over the world.
Yeah. And so that's the sort of the further, right? As you grow your business, or as you're thinking about how you do your business yourself, US based, obviously, but it's with people throughout the world. And is it you directly, or are you building a team, or how are you building out the business side of things?
We have a small team, but mostly I'm the one that created the technology, and I like to meet with people. It's highly accelerated, so we like to make sure that people are ready for it, make sure that they're committed to making the change, because things start shifting and start happening very quickly. And when a person is committed to that, they'll listen to us so we can show them how things are shifting. And when they recognize it, then they continue to progress even faster.
Great, great. Who's the typical or ideal, let's say the ideal person to go through the program? Obviously someone that's ready for a shift of some sort, but are there many with a business profile, the type that might be listening to this show?
Absolutely. The interesting thing is we have business owners and people who are not business owners, but the name of our program is Lucrative Sales Success, because we decided that we were going to serve entrepreneurs first, but we had so many people who were interested in the technology that they got in regardless, and then didn't even have a business, because the transformation that happens is affecting all different areas of your life in a positive way. And they noticed that their money flow started improving and increasing, and things started happening more smoothly in that area. So the person who is looking to, my dream is to free humanity from limited thinking. And it's happening with this technology. So technically everyone is a great candidate to experience this for that reason. However, the people who are ready are the ones that are ideal. And if you're ready, that means that you're ready for more in life. You're ready to not keep experiencing the same thing over and over again. It doesn't matter where you are. You might, whatever level you are in any area of your life, people can be multimillionaires and still feel stuck in their business or in their finances. This is not about the amount. It's about the structure of your experience, your alignment with your experience. If you're already doing well in certain areas, then you will only do much better when you are not shackled by the limitations of your old belief structures that were developed from childhood.
Great. Yeah, and that's what it is. When you say living from the inside out, is that what you're referring to as well? So from the earliest when you say inside out, maybe I'll get you to explain what that means.
Yes. Typically, we've been all conditioned to go out in the world and make things happen, right? You know, push through, persist, break through in all those ways. That's the hard way. That's using willpower. Willpower, throughout the day, most of the time, we are being run by our subconscious mind. If you're thinking about anything in the past, or if you're thinking about something in the future, your subconscious mind is running the show. Mm. When you are super present, like when you're in the middle of downhill skiing or race car driving or anything else, painting or anything that you're doing where you're really present like that, you're actually in your creative mind. You're actually in the place where you can affect things. Most people are not in that state 99% of the time. So that means 99% of the time, it's the old beliefs, the old thought patterns that are triggering the motivations, causing people to make decisions of whether they can afford something, whether they can have something, whether they can succeed at something or not. It's all based on that old programming.
That's great. And I think you said from before, I mean, I've spoken to many others as well, benefits of meditation are one thing that brings us to the here and now, right? And obviously your program is something else that does something similar. And I think you're saying in your experience much more quickly as well, right?
Yes, it almost immediately it happens with the Mind Flavors technology. And it's so funny when people afterwards, most of the time, people will be smiling ear to ear, and regardless of how, a lot of times they'll meet with us at the end of the day and they'll have had a long day and they won't tell us until after the fact, but they'll suddenly be grinning ear to ear and they'll say, I just can't stop smiling. I don't know why. I feel so good. I feel so happy. I just can't stop smiling. It's because those old heavy patterns that we're not really conscious of them, but we know that they're there. We feel them. And when they're removed, we feel immediate bliss, immediate freedom. So living from the inside out, which is really what you were asking me before, is living from the inside out is not going into the outside world to hammer things into place. It's if you see something that you don't like in the outside world, rather than go out there and try to physically force it to comply, just use the power of the pen. Use your magic wand and describe it with the process that how I've outlaid it for you, and feel into it from that perspective and write it out. Let your subconscious do the work and then turn it over to the team. I say, you know, your subconscious is the team. They take care of all the details. And then watch what happens the next day in your outer world. Yeah. I've used this in every aspect of life. So there are no limits. There are no all possibilities. I've given it to people that have won golf tournaments who'd never entered a golf tournament ever, and that was their desire was to be a pro golfer, and multiple times over and over and over, winning, because she aligned herself with the winning. I've given it to politicians that have won elections and come back for more, telling me, I know, that's why I won. I'm in alignment, you know. So it doesn't matter what it is. Alignment, that translates into every area of life. It's all about alignment. Living from the inside out, you can align yourself with the reality that you choose rather than believing that reality is a fixed thing and we don't have a choice in the matter. We do have a choice in the matter. Reality is not a fixed thing. And when you start living from the inside out, you will see that reality is completely up to you.
That's fantastic stuff, as I said. I think I've been using that word. I don't get used it in a podcast episode to date, but it seems to be quite apt for what we're discussing here.
Well, interestingly enough, last night I wrote something about having a fantastic experience with you today.
Well, so there you go.
You used the very word that you said you normally don't use. And you know what? That's common with me all the time. I'll program something and sometimes I'll come up with an unusual word and oh, that's an interesting way to put it. And the very next day, somebody will use it in conversation.
That's great. Well, it shows up here, right? So there you go. You see the power. You see the power there. Carl, most interesting topic for today's podcast. I really appreciate your time on here. I like to end the episodes for our listeners with one thought, if we can. You've given us a lot of wonderful advice through this episode today, but if it's possible to sum up or to give one thought to leave listeners with that will have the greatest impact for them on a move forward. I mean, other than going through, obviously, checking out your program, we'll put all that information in the show notes, but can you sort of leave us with you know, the one thought or something that may help guide people as they go about their business?
Yes, absolutely. No matter what you're experiencing right now, you can change it, and you can change it really fast, and it's super easy to do. You could literally start seeing results overnight. So my suggestion would be to download the ebook, start playing around with it, start getting clear on what your subconscious is, and start living from the inside out. It's so much more fun.
That's great stuff, Carl. I appreciate that. So for anybody listening, go ahead and do that and see if the impact, what's the worst that could happen, right, Carl? I mean, from the reality of things is, if anything, you stay where you are. And if what you're saying is actually bringing about the results that people are seeking, then they can only go up from here. So it's wonderful advice. Thanks so much for having us or being on the show with us here today. Appreciate it, Carl. I look forward to the next chance that we get to interact and explore more of these, more of this thinking, and to see where Mind Flavors and the other products you're developing take us next.
Thanks, JP. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for listening to The Millionaire's Lawyer. Please subscribe and rate on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. To get your business millionaire assessed and to access the wide variety of resources that we offer in addition to this podcast, go to jpmcavoy.com. That's jpmcavoy.com.